Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to The Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA. On the Love Zone USA.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Love Zone USA. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Welcome, everyone. Happy Monday.
Hello.
Hey, Karishma. So I never host the show alone. I would like to introduce Ms. Nicole Martin and Ms. Karishma Thomas. How are you, ladies?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good. Super excited about this topic, love me or leave me alone. I'm ready to get into it. I'm so excited about that. I'm sure we're going to have a great conversation about it. But I've been great. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I had a really good time yesterday. So how was your Mother's Day,
Nicole?
Or how did you celebrate?
Nicole, how was your Mother's Day?
Oh, thank you. It was good. It was quiet. I was at home. I did my favorite thing. I got gift cards to Home Depot. So I went to Home Depot, and I was busy working in my yard, planting and, you know, getting ready for the Memorial Day weekend, where it all popped off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice. What did you ladies do? I'm sure you celebrated with your moms.
Well, yeah, she's out of the country, so I was FaceTiming with her, but I was just kind of volunteering, hung out with a lot of my friends that are moms and celebrated and just, you know, I mean, it's such a great day to all those people that, you know, are mothers or mother figures or just doing anything to really, you know, be loving and supportive in anyone's life. It's just great to celebrate them.
Right.
What about you, T?
Absolutely.
What did you do?
I had an awesome time, like, with my sister and the kids and my nephews. They never let me forget, like, my one nephew. He's like, Auntie, do you know that you are beautiful? He reminds me how beautiful, not just, like, the natural beauty, but just as a person. And I think that's so phenomenal. I'm like, okay, when you see kids, like, your kids grow up and they tell you how much, you know, you contribute to their life, it's just amazing. So I cried a lot yesterday. I just kept tearing and crying, and I'm just like, oh, my goodness, he's 8 years old. And I think kids are so sincere. So he's just like, you're just incredible as an aunt. And I just wanted you to know that, you know, happy Mother's Day. And I just don't want you to forget how beautiful you are. And I kept hugging him because I couldn't stop crying. So it was an amazing time. And we had a good time. We went to, like, a little retreat. So it was really, really relaxing, very, very nice. But a lot of girl time with my sister, so it was awesome.
Great.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, and then I went out with my mom, too. So shout out to all the mothers, and happy Mother's Day out there. Shout out to Denise Duran. She's happy Mother's Day to you, Ms. Denise.
Yes.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day to Denise.
Yeah. So she found out she's having a boy. For those that don't know, Denise is one of our producers here on the show, and she is expecting her first child and recently found out that she's having a boy. So, yay.
Congrats. Super excited time. But, I think, you know, mothers, they just, even like I went out with my mom really, really early in the week, and because I think every day should be Mother's Day. You really cherish even the mother figure in your life, whoever it is that really contributes in your life, just let them know that they're appreciated. And, you know, that's what I took my mom out. She hated the restaurant that we went to, and it's one of the best restaurants in New Jersey. She's like, I don't like it here. It's just not, you know how mothers are just, you know, just used to what they're used to. And I'm just like, oh, I love this place. And she's like, I really don't like this place. But it was definitely good. So I definitely, you know, like to let her know that she is appreciated for all the things that she put up with and all the diapers with twins that
right.
she had to change. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, she went
through
a lot of diapers. No doubt.
And all the nights her and my dad. Because, we, you know, when you have two and multiples, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say go to sleep, or you get one to sleep and the other wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
it's like, it's just unbelievable.
Right.
But they do it. That's what parents are for. But now, like, the love me or leave me alone. What do you guys think about this topic? I kind of understand it, but what are your views on it?
Well, I think there's a lot of, you know, back and forth, especially with the way that I think dating is kind of become, especially now. I think that I kind of agree with it, because I think I really don't believe in a lot of back and forth, and I think especially nowadays in current relationships and just what I've seen from a lot of friends, it's just a lot of back and forth. So it'll be on and then it'll be off, or it'll be, you know, it's kind of one of those things where people don't want to make a solid decision because everyone
mm-hmm.
wants to weigh out their options or see what else is out there. And especially when you're in a city like, you know, being in New York, it's kind of like everyone thinks that there's something better out there. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So I think I do like it, because I think it's just like, be clear, make a decision. Either you want to, you know, love somebody, be with them, or you don't want to be with them and you move on. Like, I don't think it's such a tough choice. I don't know. What do you ladies think?
I think dating right now in this age is very different than what it used to be. So maybe out of, you know, the comfort zone, like a lot of internet dating, a lot of speed dating. But I think if you decide to make a choice, like some people, like when I was dating, I felt that it was too much for me at one point, and I was just, it was just too fast and too much going on. So I would just say I'm just not going to date anymore. But you have to date if you have certain goals that you want to meet. So
mm-hmm.
it could get overwhelming. It can. So I can see when people would fall back and be to something that's familiar or something that's safe in their mind. But the key thing is you left that for a reason. It's time to, you know, grow up. Not really grow up, but just really, you know, get out there and get dating. Because you can
yeah.
be stuck going back and forth, and that can go on forever.
Yeah. I always say, I guess it's where you are at that place in your life. You know, I always say that, ladies, about when we talk about dating. But
mm-hmm.
at a certain point, it does get old. You know, are you dating for sport, or are you dating looking for something long-term or commitment or what? So especially if you are involved with someone after a while and you are going back and forth and you are breaking up to, you know, make up, yeah, then it gets tiring. And it's either like, look, either we're going to do this or we're not. So especially if you're dating other people, if you know the person that you're dating is dating other people, and it's like, are you trying to make a decision? I don't know. This dating thing, it just, you know, it just tires me out. It just wears me out. So I'm glad I'm past that finally. Because Lord knows I've had my trials and tribulations, but
ladies, don't you think
that
it's also? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Nicole.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Karishma. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, don't you think? I mean, I don't know if you've ever, you know, witnessed anybody in this situation, but I do know some people that, you know, they've been together for like a few years, and they'll break mm-hmm. up over, you know, something serious, like a core value that they're like, okay, you know, we want to, you know, you want to have kids, or I don't want to have kids.
Yeah,
you
like
know,
a turning
those,
point,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like a real
yeah.
big deal breaker. And you know, they'll break up and then get back together and be like, okay, you know what, it's something I can get over, and then break up again. And I've seen it actually in a few of my friends' relationships, and I'm just kind of like, after so many years, doesn't it get to a point where I get it if you really do feel passionate love for them and you really care about them and you want to be with them. But don't you think those decisions hold a lot of weight and it's hard? It's not something you can just be like, oh, okay, we'll get over it, because it does lead to another breakup.
Yeah. I think that you have to be honest with yourself and your relationship goals, because we talk, and I talk about that all the time. Every time we have this discussion, you have to be honest with yourself. If you feel strongly like, I want a baby tomorrow and he does not want a child, you, first of all, don't want to have unprotected sex with this person because you're bringing another life. And he loves you and cares about you. I'm not, you know, I don't think he's going to be, you know, a negative, but it's not, it's like force. So you have to be very honest with what your deal breakers are. If you just feel it, I really want the child, or I want the, you know, financial finances to be at this point, and that's it. If you go against that and something happens, you have to deal with the repercussions. So, I mean, it's a good side, and it also is, the good side is, you know, you are familiar with that person. You, it doesn't mean that you don't love that person. It's just that you've grown into different directions. So I just would always say, you have to be honest with yourself to see if this is this really a deal breaker. If I go back, you know, into this situation, I know that he doesn't want this or she doesn't want this from me. So that could be tough within itself, like dealing with someone and you want something that's a goal and they don't want it, and you're just, because you feel like at that point you're just being used.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
You know, oh, go ahead, Nicole.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Charisma.
No, I was just, you know, I was just scrolling on social media earlier, and I found, I was looking at, you know, Steph Curry and Aisha Curry are like one of my fave couples. And he was like, he said that, you know, when you found the one, like, what is the point in kind of like waiting or prolonging it? Like, I know this is the person that I want to be with. So I think that's like a good, you know, point for thinking if you're just going to love them or leave them. Cause it's like, hey, I found you. I love you. I know I want to be with you. Like, we're solid. We're doing this. We're ride or die. Or it's okay. You know what? I'm not sure. It's not really going that way. And then you can just leave them and move on. Cause a lot of times, a lot of people, especially nowadays, I hear, have like the backup, you know, where it's like, oh, I'm just going to kind of keep you around because I don't know what else is out there. And you're not terrible, but you're not what I ideally want. And so they just kind of keep somebody around. Have you, ladies, you know anyone who has a backup?
Well, that's, yeah, I definitely know people that have, to, like, one of my friends would say my good and faithful. But you have to also understand this. Like, you don't want to be with that person for a reason. They have, they're not horrible people. They have good, you know, the characteristics that you are attracted to. That's what you attracted. That's what attracted you to the person in the first place, but they're just not going in the same direction. So I think that you have to cut it if you're willing to grow and stick to your guns on what your goals are. It's comfortable. It's familiar. It's safe because you know this person. But is it the best thing for you? Is it the thing that you really want, that you're looking to grow? Because you want to grow in a situation. Why date if you have to go, you know, when you're dating and you go back to the fallback, it's like, what's the point of dating if you're going to run back to this person? But I know a lot of people feel, you know, safe and comfortable with the situation like that, and that's why they're going to always be in a safe and comfortable, you know, in a situation where you have a fallback person.
You're absolutely right. I personally have been there where I've been in a relationship and the guy was great. And I stayed with the guy because my friends thought he was great. He, you know, he was that Ultraman that everybody wanted. He was great on paper. He did the right things. He courted me well. But in my heart of hearts, I knew that he wasn't the guy for me. But basically, I would stay because I'm like, well, I don't have any options. Or I'm just going to stay here until something better comes along. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Maybe in the process I'll change my mind and feel differently about him. Needless to say, you know, it didn't work out. And you know, I look back and I'm like, I was really cheating myself because I knew, you know, when you know, either this guy is for you or he's not. But like I said, I just stayed there for other reasons, for security purposes. Like I said, he treated me well. He was everything that I wanted in a man, but at the end of the day, I just wasn't attracted to him. And then we did have a couple of different issues of beliefs and morals that we didn't really see eye to eye on. So then I stayed until the next guy came along, and then I just looked for an excuse to get out. And, like, that next argument, I was like, you know, that was my out. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. It's over. And that was my out. Was it wrong? Yeah, but, you know, I'm just being honest, and that's where I was, and that's what I did. So it definitely happens. And, I have friends, we all do, that stay in a relationship, because I always hear the main reason, well, at least I know what I'm getting and I know what I'm dealing with. Or, you know, I think a lot of times people think they can't do any better. Or how many of you ladies have talked to women and they just say, I'm freaking tired. Like, I'm tired of this dating crap.
Well, yeah,
you know?
A lot of people say, you ever heard the saying that you trust the devil that you know versus the devil that you don't know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so a lot of people, I think it's, you know, being familiar, being someone that knows you, that's familiar with you, you feel safe with at some point. But then you have to reach, because you will reach that plateau where you want to grow, and especially where there's a deal breaker and something that, you know, you want to do, and they're saying, oh, you know, that's not really what I want. But you're like, he treats me good. He's not a bad guy. He does take me out. You know, he does appreciate me. But then it's like, when you really think about it, like you said, a key word, Nicole, when you said cheated, you're really cheating yourself, because you may have to be alone for, you know, a year or two. Who knows? But
right.
At least you're actively have your foot out there trying to reach a goal, opposed to saying, oh, this goal looks great. Maybe one day I'll get there. I just feel safe being secure on the ground and not trying to go out there and really reach it. You know, I'll get there one. Being in action is another thing that I talk about also. You actively dating and being action to date people that are, like, you know, have similar goals to what you have similar goals to. And it is tough. It is discouraging. I think, you know, when I was single, it was crazy. I was just like, this is crazy. Because my singleness was weird, because I would get all the extremes. Like, every second date, let's get married. Or second date, let's have a baby. You know, so that was overwhelming. I'm like, what happened to the courting and the dating? You just know that I'm the one. Well, maybe I'm not the one, and that just overwhelms me. But you want to reach for the stars. I just think it's like you're comfortable, you're complacent, but at some point you have to love yourself enough to take that step out there, because it's familiar, but sometimes that's a hindrance to, you know, to your growth. It's like it's not your own growth.
Definitely.
So, well,
guys,
yeah, you don't want to cheat yourself.
Oh, sorry, I'm just telling everybody. Let us know what you think. 347-539-5729. And Charisma, you were saying?
No, I was saying exactly what I was just completely agreeing with you, Tahira, because I think it's important not to cheat yourself. Like, your great love could be out there of someone you really fall deeply for, and you guys grow together and you guys have a great connection, but you're settling for something that isn't what you really want. And you don't want to look back and think, like, oh, this is all that it is, when your relationship could have been something really great, you know? And it's not fair to the other person either.
True. And who wants to live a life with regrets? Like, when you get older, you're like, oh, I could have done that, or, you know, I should have done that. Like, if you're actually trying to get out there and then you bomb that way, you could say, at least you tried it. It's definitely, I think, it's like a double-edged sword. So we'll get more into it. Right now, we're going to get into the next song, which is our first song, Beyonce, Who Runs the World, right here on the Girlfriend Network. Thank you.
This mother, girl. Who run the world, girl. Who run the world, girl. send me your location. Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location. Let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me, this is new to you. Initially, I didn't wanna fall, but you gather my attention, it was all for you. So don't take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged. I understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love, Papa, step please, so let's get personal. I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night then. Give me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else for you. Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else for you. Nothing else but you. Nothing else but you. Do, 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 do.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. We are having a juicy topic today. Love 'em or leave me alone. Girls, are you there?
We are here.
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. So, ladies, another thing I do want to talk about. Now, with the love 'em or leave me alone, we've already talked about, you know, the couples that break up and get back together and break up and get back together and, you know, kind of not being on the fence but really deciding what they should do. And we know that every situation is difficult. But what about, you know, those couples that have been together for a long time, separate for a while to truly decide if they want to be together and then get back? Do you think that's like the exception to the love them and leave them or leave me alone scenario?
Well, I think it's, I want to talk about too the men part of it, because I know that we've talked about the female part. But yes, mm-hmm. I think that is an exception. If you did, like, my thing is just staying into with someone because it's familiar, or you are tired of it, because it gets overwhelming. You're tired of the dating game and you just don't want to take that step. My thing is not taking the step at all, just being mm-hmm. you know, just settling for this friends with benefits types of situation and being unhappy. Now, if you took that step, you dated, you found, you know, maybe now is not the time for you, and he's dated and you guys got back together, that's something different. You both went out there, you tried it, and it didn't work. Now, it depends on, you know, what terms that you're getting back together? Are you getting back together and you both are going to still continue to date other people? I mean, it depends on, you know, what you agree on at that point. But at least you went out there and took a step to, you know, go in another direction. And if it didn't work, it didn't work. If it does, it does.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think that I agree with that. What do you think, Nicole?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, Tahira always has great points. Tahira is like the devil's advocate. You ever noticed that, Carissa?
Right? That's
yes.
What I was trying to say. But see, because I was in a situation where I was, like, I wanted more, but then I was like, oh, you know, I know him for a long time, and I felt very comfortable. But I had to push,
right. Like,
you know, you guys know I talk to myself. I had to talk to myself because the bigger thing that was shining over my head every morning, this is great. Feels great. But I had to understand, like, what I was feeling. These are the characteristics that attracted you to this man. So that's why, you know, you do like him. I'm not saying that you don't like him, but you are growing,
right.
And you need more. This is not enough. You
right. Outgrew
this situation. And that's what I had to say, look, I love you. I think you are a great person. And he was just like, this is the most rewarding breakup that I ever had. But I'm just like, you are a good person. You're just not for me.
Right.
I had to force myself because I didn't want to date. I didn't want to go out there and take steps. But my goals and what I wanted in life was bigger. It was like at that point, it was bigger. I had to pursue it. And he was just not on that page. He was just like, this is great. I love where we are right now. I love,
right. You
know, seeing you. When we see each other, you know, we had a commitment. We didn't date other people. But that was enough for him at that point. And it wasn't enough for me. I was just like, I deserve much more. So when you lived it, and for me that didn't work, but at least like if someone found out that that didn't work and they both came back at another point in time, then that's different.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But what do you ladies think about the men in these situations, the men that want to stay, the men that want to keep you and still date? That's real convenience for them, too.
Well,
like.
Yeah, that's like typical man stuff, though. That's what they all want to do. my relationship started that way. You know, I'm not proud of that, but, you know, I don't know. And I think men also think it's okay. I just don't know. But I always think men always have backups. I mean, we women do too, but I think men are just a little bit more shiesty than we are, because I think most women, we are seriously looking for long-term relationships. We want a commitment. We want that one guy, at least all of my friends anyway. But, you know, men my age and younger, they still want to play the field, ladies. They're still, still afraid of commitment, settling down. I always say, they always think as soon as they get committed, Jennifer Lopez is going to be around the corner. Like, Jennifer Lopez is not around the corner. She's not coming. So, you know, put your big boy pants on and just do this. Just like we were saying earlier, it's like they always afraid that if they commit, they're going to miss out on the next best thing, or I don't know, they're giving in or something. But most men that I know have known before they seriously got committed or, you know, gotten married, they play the field. And ladies, sadly, I know men who are married and having extramarital affairs. And these are men that have only been married for a couple of short years. So, I've been advised by the men in my family that is just their makeup, you know, and it's sad, and I don't want to think of it that way, but do you guys believe that? That men, you know, I was told by so many men that God created men to go out here and be on the prowl and to have multiple women, and that it's okay, you know, it's a double standard. So,
yeah.
How do you guys feel about that? Do you think that, you know, men, this is what they do? Or are there men out there who can be monogamous and be happy? But do all men have that itch and at some point have scratched it?
I think it's. Oh, sorry, Key. You want to go ahead?
Go ahead.
I know that was a lot, guys.
Oh, I was just
sorry.
Yeah, like we're like at the traffic light. I'm on yellow.
No, I think that's a poor excuse. I think people like to hide behind that and blame it on, you know, the genes, because I don't think that's true at all. I do believe in another one of my fave couples, Devon Franklin and Megan Good. He always says, I love them. But
love
he
them.
Always says it's all about your behavior. So if you're living a certain way before you get married, it's not that like, oh, I put a ring on it, now I'm so faithful, now I'm the best husband. It's just about the person that you are. And that's so true, because that goes for anything. I mean, even if something is, you know, like a little analogy here, you want to kind of, you know, have, like, you want to have like this great body, great stamina, really be healthy and, you know, run, you know, like a marathon. You can't just get up one day after never like running or never trying to train yourself and just go do it, because it's going to be very difficult. You may not make it through. You have to train yourself. You have to really practice and get into that behavior of like, okay, I'm going to train this way, and then you'll be ready for it. So it's not that, it's when you have certain behavior before you get married and you're just someone who's naturally, because I do believe that there's people out there who maybe they just can't be monogamous because of their behavior and the lifestyle that they're used to. So putting a ring on it or having a serious partner isn't going to change that. Yeah, because that's just not who they are.
Right. I definitely agree with Karishma. I just want to shout my brother out right now. He's been married since he got married early, and you know, I don't have the spotlight on his, you know, all his life or what he does, like when we're not around, but he's a stand up guy. And because I have my brothers, you know, my parents got divorced and my brothers are phenomenal. They're happy with their lives. They're happy with their wives. Of course they go through things where they're not, you know, at the moment they have disagreements, but they work through it. And I think, you know, my pastor, Bishop Seawright, just being a part of church and seeing that, you know, he loves his wife, who's our first lady. So seeing roles like that, because when my parents got divorced, I didn't believe in marriage. I didn't believe that two people can love each other and be successful in love with each other. But when I saw these examples in my life, that taught me, okay, you're just thinking out of hurt and not thinking, you know, because the world, but there are some guys out here that should be single forever, forever. They don't belong in anyone's relationship, anyone's marriage. They are professional bachelors, I call them. And if that's what you are, that's what you are. But you have to, like I said, it goes back to when you're in a relationship, putting those goals, being honest of where you are, where you want to be. If you want, if you're okay being with a professional bachelor, hey, that's no,
hey, speaking,
you know, that's your prerogative.
Speaking of that, hey, ladies, let me ask you a question, you know, and this is really for Tahira. I know what Tahira is going to say, Karishma, watch this. Okay, ladies, so what happens, you're out, you know, you meet a guy. You both vibe, you like each other, the attraction is there, everything is good. But this guy says to you, now, you as a woman, you're looking for a commitment, and ultimately you're looking for marriage. And this guy says to you, I don't want to get married. I don't ever want to get married. So what do? Especially, ladies, hear me out. You really connect over time, you know, everything is vibing, everything is good. But, okay,
I wouldn't go forward, Nicole.
So you would not go forward, even though that
I mean, honestly, like, if, you know, if we are in a situation, I would have to be honest, because, like, I'm at this point in my life where I want to be happy. Who wants to live lives? He doesn't want to get married. I want marriage.
Right.
I want to, you know, have a family. That's what I want. He has other things, and this goes back to the other things that are attracting you to him. Maybe good charisma and maybe good conversation. Those are great assets, and I would compliment those things. But I'll tell him I want to. I'm a wife.
So
I can't
you
do
don't
anything.
You don't believe people can change as well either. No.
I don't believe if somebody's telling you I don't want to be married ever.
Right. Okay.
He's pretty, you know, he's pretty much set in his mind.
Right.
What he wants to do.
And I think there's people who do change their mind, but I don't believe in going through the process of trying to change somebody. You know, I think if they're telling you something, just be like, okay, that's how you feel. And then you have to move on. And if, you know, you're meant to be together, or he's like, you know what, you're worth it, I want to change and I want to do that for you, that has to come from them, not from, you know, giving them an ultimatum a year later.
Oh, yeah,
or,
absolutely.
You know, things like that. Because it always ends up in one of those situations, and that's where resentment starts harboring from. And nobody wants to, you know, have that part of your foundation if you're going to make a lifelong commitment to each other.
Right. And who would want, I would not want to get married based on the ultimatum. Like, I'm just going to force you to do something, because to
those,
me, that's
so fake.
Those
work, like, those don't even work. Like, I think if he's telling me I don't want to be married, and I'm just like, I would just go, if I go into it, I would just not have any
I'll tell him,
I would just be like, look, I'm a wife. I want to be married. I know what I want. So we're just going to be friends. There's no other, I will not go any farther than that, because he's telling me, not that he's hiding it or I had to pull it out. He's letting me know this. I don't ever want to get married. I have no intention. I'm not going to think a fairy godmother is going to come and change that. No, he just doesn't want that. Now, if he tries to find me later to say, hey, well, I was so stupid, and then I can look back and say, oh, I'm already married. Yeah, you were stupid.
Exactly.
And that was usually how it happens. But, you know, if they're telling you this, don't let it, oh, I'll change him. Oh, it can change. Hey, you know, acknowledge the things that you do have in common. Acknowledge the great conversation that you have. Those are the good parts. Those are the things that you want someone that's going in the same direction that you're going to have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're not really losing. It's just, if he's telling you, we wouldn't go any farther. And he's like, oh, because I was honest. No, I know I'm going to always want something that you can't give me.
True.
And that's it.
I do agree with that. I just wanted to hear hear us say that, because I knew what
I can hear my friend, shout out to Marquise, I can hear my friend Marquise saying, does he know who you are? Does he know you mistrust me? No, I just think when a guy is telling, and I think, and I guess we talk about this a lot, I think men are clear on what their goals are, and they do communicate that in relationships.
Yeah.
But us as women, we think, you know, we're the nurturers. We want to save. We want to change. It'll change. And I think we have to just be honest with ourselves, because some men want to be bachelors. They want no commitment. And that's hard and hurtful as that can be, as receiving it. But it's the sometimes, you know, love hurts and the truth hurts, but that's the truth. So you have to determine, okay, if I continue to go on in this, it's not going to change. Am I going to just settle, or, you know, stay at this place and not grow and hope that, you know, it changes? I wouldn't move forward in that situation. I'm just like, you didn't get the memo? Okay, no problem, no worries. But then I would, like I said, would appreciate some of the things that we did have in common. It just wouldn't be, you know, a relationship or anything like that, no?
That is true. So now let's talk about the men.
Yeah.
Tahira, you wanted to delve into that.
Yeah, because I definitely wanted to get into the men part of it, you know, the men that are happy with, oh, you know, we're not really together. I've been with her. That's, you know, my girl. And that could be very convenient. They don't want to move on, but maybe the woman wants to move on. She's like, he's cool, but he's just clingy or just can't stop calling. And sometimes the men are, like, hard to get rid of. Not the stalkers or anything like that. These are people that, you know, you have relationships with and you just want it to end. You know, sometimes women, they'll say, oh, it's over, and then get flowers and it's like not so over anymore. So I think it's important when things to be, again, honest with yourself and let this man know that, you know, I'm going in a different direction, and, you know, not negatively, but I'm just growing.
Right.
Sometimes you just grow. Not on this bus. This bus is going across town, and you're going straight, you know. I just think it's just helpful to be honest, but there we covered the women, and sometimes these men want to keep, like, a hold on you or just stay in touch and communication, and you're like, why? Karishma,
yeah.
Do you ever get that at all? People that just want to hang on to you?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it is, you know, it's like a sense of false security for them. So, you know, they meet you and they're like, okay, you know, we have this connection, but I'm not ready to, you know, completely dive in. So it's like one foot in the water, one foot on the sand. They don't know what they want to do. And I think the only thing that will help them is they need to get clarity for themselves. And like you said, Tahira, it's all about being honest with yourself, and they have to really get to know themselves before they can commit to another person. And I think that's where the whole, you know, love them or leave them alone in between comes, because they don't really know what they want, so they can't really express to the partner what they want from them or where they want to go on this journey together. So I think that makes it hard, and I think you'll see it with a lot of men where it's like, oh, you know, I know this girl is good, and I know, you know, she'll be good to me, and we have, like, a good connection, but what if I meet somebody else tomorrow? Or, you know, sometimes for those men that maybe have been, you know, players or like to, you know, play the field or, you know, spit game and stuff like that, they're worried that they're going to, you know, mess up in the future or, you know, step out of the relationship. And then they're like, oh, well, I don't want to hurt this person, so let me keep her and see if I can really test myself to be faithful. And then I know I'll be able to commit. But, you know, a lot of people are not the girls that, you know, really value themselves and want to be, you know, have some, like, a solid relationship. They're not going to wait around for that.
Right.
I mean, it's like a risk that you take. It's like gambling, you know. But
it is.
Even if they're taking, some guys are not, like I said, they're not, they just, you know, we talk about timing all the time. Maybe it's not the time for them to be serious. Maybe they want to see all the fish in the sea before they make their decision. But I've heard, like, some of my friends that are older, because they wanted to see all the fish in the sea, when they got older, they're like, you know, I wasted so much time on the chase that I didn't land anything. So sometimes you can be so embedded in the chase and, you know, you lose some things because you're focused on the chase itself. You're just chasing. You never land anything.
Definitely. No, I think another thing is a lot of people, you know, when they've been together for a while and then they break up and it's hard to have a completely clean break, you see a lot of holding on during that time too. So, you know, when you break up with somebody and then you have them calling you all the time like, hey, but how are you? And it's like, no, we broke up. We're not supposed to talk every day. Like, we're still in a relationship. You know, we ended things, but they can't seem to kind of cut that connection.
True.
Definitely. We're going to go into our next song, Rihanna, Love Song. But we want to talk about, when we get back, the clean break, making a clean break, because that could be very discouraging to the new person or the new guy if your ex is showing up in college. So that is so important. We definitely have to, you know, discuss that and go into that. So right now we're going to get into Rihanna, Love Song, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Ain't that wrong with it? Love and affection, love.
too desperate. I need love and affection.
Love spending time with you ladies, and also shout out to Tony Diamond, who keeps us on point.
Yes.
We appreciate and we love you, Tony. So getting back to what Tahira wanted to talk about, that clean breakup, when you finally say enough is enough, leave me alone, kick rocks, don't call me, and you have to block them. Well, so what do you do, Tahira?
Well, I think because I have had relationships where the ex is still lingering around, I just wanted to make sure you were okay. It's just discouraging to the next possible best guy for you. If your ex is hanging around and you've broken up, you made a decision to end it, let it die. Don't let it fester, because it puts a negative situation. This new person, what happened is the new guy came to my house, ex pulls up, he's dropping some things off as being like generous and nice or whatever, and I'm just like, we are not, like, it was hard for me to explain, I'm not with him. And then for me, it's just like the new guy's looking at me like, I thought you were done with this guy, but yet
right. He's
dropping, I don't know, I think it was like medication or something off for me, and he's looking at me like I had six heads. Like, so that's not the thing that you want to do. You want, if it's a break, let it be broken. Do not create, because they will create opportunities to still have contact with you. Say, hey, I don't think this is healthy for my, you know, dating or anyone that I'm looking to meet, you hanging around or you calling or you texting. Make it a clean break. Ladies, I know you guys, you know, will agree with me. It looks weird if your ex is hanging around and you're single.
Yeah, it's not a good look. It's not a good look. But what happens if you're really friends at the end? Like, we can be friends and we can still communicate, but there's not going to be, you know, any future dealings as far as relationship wise. Is that okay? Especially if you explain it to your new guy or.
Well, yeah. Listen, I'm not a relationship guru or anything like that. Maybe on my way to being one. I'm just saying right now, it's not a good look.
You are one.
Thanks, Krishna. I feel that it's not a good look. I mean, I think there has to be a separation period. I think there's a period where you need to date and let you and the new guy, if you decide, you know, hey, my ex, will, you know, a lot of people, it's different with children. This is for, like, you don't have any kids, you don't have any connection. Because with the children, of course, you're going to have to come around. But I'm just saying, like, you need that separation time. Even if you, you know, wind up talking maybe over email, you want to, it just looks weird for a new person to come in. And the relationship that you said to this new person that did not work, but they're still hanging around. It's just like, well, okay, I understand you're moving on, you're dating. But he looked at me like, well, what is this guy doing? So I had no answers. And it really changed the relationship. Mm-hmm. He, like, stepped back. He said, no, your ex is just too involved with your life, man. And that's just much for me. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? You don't like competition? You know? He's like, no, it's just weird. It's just weird. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I understand. I get it. So,
and definitely,
make
if
it
it's
a
not
clean
coming
break.
From a friendly place, you know, friends
no,
is different.
They want that foot.
Yeah.
And people can
no,
see
he definitely
that.
Was trying to put the keep his foot in the door. Oh, that and he's arrogant. So he's like, yeah, you know, yeah, I'm giving her medication. Yeah, look at me. Yeah. So, you know, it's like a man thing, and they had that man thing that happens with no words, but you know what I'm talking about, where they, you know, have like, I don't know, some type of like man thing going on. I'm just like, this is too much for me. So it's important for a clean break. Like I should have said, No doing any favors. No, we're friends, but I wanted to do this alone. I need to date without you hanging around. I don't want to have any security, you know, that I need to do this on my own. So I do believe that has to be a separation period. You definitely have to date. You can't have your exes hanging around. I mean, if you have kids or the situation is, you know, with children, that's a little bit different. Because if you're co-parenting, of course, they're going to be in and out of your house. But if that is not the case, let it be a clean break because it looks awkward. And it stuns your opportunity with the next guy. And he could be the best guy.
True. And on that note, I don't think anything else needs to be said. So here, I just close that out beautifully.
No, I think, but on being the devil's advocate, as I am sometimes, now, some women would play on that. Like, oh, he's just my ex to get the new guy to be, like, interested or, like, a sense of competition. Like, oh, he just can't leave me alone. I mean, I don't think that's cool because at some point this new guy is going to be like, look, it's just too much. Okay, it's cute, but I'm tired. I can just be with someone that's single. So I just don't think it's a good idea. Some people,
oh,
they may feel like they could be friends.
Those games.
I mean, but do you feel, Karishma, that you could be friends with an ex? Like,
I do think you could be friends with an ex, but I think that it's very difficult, and I think to really, especially if it's just fresh off a breakup, I don't think they know how to act like a friend. And I think it's even hard for you to act like a friend with your ex because you're used to the relationship that you have. And that's not a friendship because you had a relationship. So I think like what you said, T, you need that break so you can learn what it's like to just be friends. And it's not even that if anything physical has to happen, just in the way you interact with each other, how often you talk to each other, or the way you are with one another, you need that break to be like, oh, this is how we're acting as friends, not how we were acting when we were in a relationship.
Right.
Well, what I had to do, I had to get to the point where I took the key from the door. I was like, you need to knock on the door. We're not no longer having keys anymore. So you have to do like a thing. He looked at me like, really? I'm like, yeah, you have to become someone that knocks on the door, you can't have the keys to my house because we're not in a relationship. We're not serious anymore. So I'm going to need my key. So you have to, like, cut those boundaries. Like, cut those – everything that you built up, really cut it down because for – I know it's emotional because it was emotional for me. And you're like, oh, because of that characteristic as a friend. He's a great friend. You know, he always looks out for me. But the other guy coming in is just like, well, what do you need me for? You have a great ex. Yeah, you guys didn't work out, but they feel like, what do you need me for? So you have to make some tough decisions. I mean, it's not easy. Of course, I know a lot of people feel comfortable with, that's why they go back and forth, because it's so familiar to them. It's so comfortable. But maybe being comfortable is not the best thing. Maybe you have to feel awkward a little bit.
Ladies, I know we could talk forever, but it's already 10:30. The show is over.
Is it? Is it? Oh, my goodness.
This is horrible.
Time flies. You're having fun.
Thank you for stopping me. Okay, guys, tune in to us. Who wants to close out?
Well, thank you, listeners, for tuning in once again. Join us every Monday from 9:30 to 10:30. Until next Monday, we're out. Good night, ladies, and thank you, Tony.
Good night, ladies. Bye.
Good night, ladies. Bye.